Well, Nancy, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it as practice gets going here for the 2017 season this week. You're obviously a veteran coach with a lot of experience, but is there any kind of butterflies or nerves that come along for your first time as a Big Ten head coach and thinking about the beginning of November and the start of the season?
I think the one thing about being a veteran coach is if you're not excited about the first days of practice, you might as well get out of the business. And so, it's got a special flavor this year, the newness, new players, new system, new place, all those things. But I think that this time of year, I'm always really excited to get going.
One of the things you made clear when you were hired, and Josh Whitman did too, is basketball's basketball. The change from Division III to Division I, is there something that, in your experience since you've been here, gone, this is something I have to get used to or something new to me, even though the game is the same?
The game is the same, and working with the players, getting to know them is my priority. But the reality of the recruiting aspects, I recruited where I was at. They just didn't show up. At the same time, I think the vastness in getting to know players that are in 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade is a little bit different, and that's one of the reasons I kept Coach Malone and Coach Kirkland with that experience and the relationships they developed, and to try to actually develop more, even more in the Midwest and try to get kids back interested in Illinois.
So has there been a learning curve for you in that?
A learning curve that I'm willing to accept with people you surround that have expertise with it. I think that that's a mistake. I'm not afraid to ask questions. I'm not afraid to go, hey, I have not done it at this level. So, swallow your pride and get people around you that know what's going on. And then bring people that are loyal to you that have been in my past that worked their tails off, and that combination has worked well.
What's one of the big things you've had to learn in that regard in recruiting?
Be persistent and keep after things. Don't, if you don't get a phone call back or a text, keep going. And just constantly developing the relationships, not only with your kids here, but with the AAU and the high school coaches in the area.
We're talking with Nancy Fay, new head coach of Illinois women's basketball, of starting practice this week. Coach, what's your system? How would you describe it? What will be different for fans when they look at what you're trying to install?
Well, one thing we can control is just how hard we're going to play, and I want to be that team. And that you can talk a lot about that, but each drill you go out, finishing every drill, going after loose balls. I think a lot of coaches talk about that. I think you just have to drill that every day. And so our tempo in practice is high. We may not be perfect at everything we do right now, but I think that you'll see us make sure we hustle and we're a hardworking team. Offensively, it is organized in the sense of I sometimes want certain people to shoot the ball at certain occasions with the freedom to make their own plays. So it's a little bit of a blend of both versus you'll hear a lot of – you're not going to talk to a coach in the country that says they don't want to play fast. I mean, everybody wants to play fast. Good teams don't let you necessarily do that all the time. So you better have some organization when you get to those good teams, and I want to be prepared for that.
The organization on the floor then runs through who? Brandi Beasley?
I think Brandi and Alex would be two good people that you'd want to start Whittinger with with your concepts, because they're very veteran. But I think we have a lot of players that a little more experience from last year that are developing. Of course, we want certain kids to have the ball a little bit more. Some kids will play better defense, but I want every kid to feel like they can score. I don't want kids to feel like they're not supposed to take shots.
Who are some of your other key contributors you're seeing early on? And maybe it's too early to name because you've got 4 weeks of practice yet.
We've officially practiced one day, and I really think it's important as a coach to have your mind open and let them compete. And so I'm at that compete level right now. Let them go out. Not anybody feel like they're already, I'm going to be in this position or I'm going to do this. I think that ruins practice early. I think you let kids see it in through practice, why is this kid playing? Why is this my role? And let them compete continuously through the year, so competition during practice stays keen.
Are the restrictions that you have during the summer, limited time with them, and now what you get with them now, are basically the same as what you had at Division III, the practice routines?
Actually, in Division III, you can't touch them between October 15th and your last. October 15th or your last day. So summer, you don't see them at all. So this year, just having contact time with them, I thought was key. Especially with the transition of a new coach. I'll be honest, so 2 hours, I'm just so excited to have 20 and get them on a regular basis where you can start building day to day. Sometimes it's a little harder to do in the summer.
How do you map out the next several weeks? In general, what's this week about? What's next week about up till you have your first game?
Yeah, I think the important thing is you do have it mapped out, whether it's, you know, you're going through your defensive sequences of what you want to cover, whether it's, you know, double stagger defense, little big transition defense, building in your offensive schemes, but and making sure that you touch your zone, touch on your full court press, touch on your breakers and stuff, but having it mapped out so you don't get caught up into, you know, sometimes as coaches you get caught up in your man offense and your man D, and first come out you may run into a zone. So in fact we'll be touching on zone tomorrow. So I think that's the key, is the organization of it before the first game.
You sense buy-in from the players yet, or is that something that will come with these practices in terms of the system and just you and your relationship with them?
I think developing the relationship helps develop the buy-in, and that's what a lot of summertime was spent, getting to know them as people, talking to them. And I'm not just talking about, you know, one meeting here or there. I've tried to meet with these kids three times at least, and then, for instance, coming down early and spending time, you can get really caught up in being gone and recruiting. You forget about who the kids you actually recruited to the university. That's the beginning of our buy-in, and knowing that I'm working really hard for them. And I told them the very first meeting we had, they didn't get to choose me. A lot of coaches will start talking about, well, I didn't get to choose them. You got to look at it the other way. These guys committed to Illinois, and that says a lot to me. Nobody left. You know, I know one kid did transfer because of homesickness, but not related to the team. And that told me a lot about them. So it's my job, and I've not sensed any fight. They're not fighting me. We're all in this together right now.
Hey, speaking of homesickness, you missing St. Louis, or are you feeling rooted now in Champaign-Urbana after a few months?
You know, I think the one thing I do know is that the people of Champaign University have been extremely welcoming, and that's what it all boils down to, is people. Sure, I miss people back in St. Louis. If I didn't, I don't think that says anything good about me. I think I miss the people, but it's so exciting to meet some new friends, and especially exciting to be a part of this university at this time.
Nancy Faye, thanks for your time. Best of luck as you prepare for your season opener next month.
I hope everybody comes out and sees the new Illini.